Getting away from it all is getting tougher these days, especially now with so much growth in the Seattle area. Now, imagine if you're a member of a Puget Sound area tribe trying to harvest traditional resources from the forest that we all enjoy. EarthFix reporter Eilish O'Neill talked to Tulalip tribal member Ryan Miller about gathering cedar bark along the Skykomish River. It involves separating the tough outer bark from the soft inner bark that can be used to make baskets, mats, and even clothes.
First you have to saw the bottom of the tree to cut a chunk of the outer bark away. You actually have to put the bark between your legs, and then you pull like this and separate as you're doing it, and so it soaks your pants where it slides through. For us, cedar bark pulling is an incredibly spiritual practice. We are taking from the most sacred tree in our culture, and we're putting that to use for us. And while we were collecting that bark, we had four-wheelers and dirt bikes driving by on this road. We're talking about in the heart of forest lands, far away from anything else, 10 to 15 miles up a Forest Service road. You still can't escape it. They actually stopped and asked what we were doing. People feel, I think, a sort of ownership over public lands. They weren't doing it intentionally to upset me, but it felt like, is there anywhere you can go and be alone anymore? I have a 10-year-old stepson and 2.5-year-old twin boys. How do you teach a child about the spirituality of harvesting berries while dirt bikes drive by? I don't think that you can. So we need to have places where tribal members can go and participate in these activities in an undisturbed manner.
That was Tulalip tribal member Ryan Miller talking to EarthFix's Eilish O'Neill.